God is good. And all the time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to John chapter 14 again this morning. There's a third step that I want to take with you in this chapter. John chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 8, and I do ask that you stand with me in honor of God's Word. John chapter 14, beginning in verse number 8. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." Father, we thank you again for this day, for all that you have shown us, taught us. Lord, for all that you do in our lives every day, how you reveal yourself in the smallest of ways, and then, Lord, in the grandest of ways. And we thank you for all of the grace and mercy upon us. And I ask, Father, now, strengthen us in this time to be your children, to be your people, and to honor you as you have honored us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Be seated, please. You know, we started in verse number 1, and Jesus was beginning to instruct the disciples. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." He's telling them that he's going away, and not just that, that when he goes, he's going to prepare a place for them. So they shouldn't be overly concerned. Don't worry about this, but have faith, because troubling times were coming. How many of us struggle with our faith in troubling times? It can be hard sometimes to hold on to our faith, but those are the times we need to hold on the hardest. Because God will be with us and strengthen us. And he's telling the disciples to hold on. And then we looked at Jesus telling them last week, we talked about him being the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. And there is no other way. There is no other doctrine that you can live by that's going to give you eternal peace with God the Father. There can be no peace between you and God the Father except that it come through Jesus the Son. There is no other way. He is the way and the truth and the life. And then Philip, one of the 12, and this is where we're picking up this morning, one of the 12 who sounds an awful lot like us. Well, show us the Father and we'll believe it. How much more does Philip need to see? Have I been with you so long, Philip? I could see Jesus. You know, I read it with the compassion that he must have had, but I can see Jesus being like me. Can you see that? I can't see that, but I can see me in a position like that, looking at my children after I've told them something so many times, shown them something so many times, and they do what I tell them not to do, or they do it wrong after I've given them so much instruction, looking at them and saying, "How can you do that?" I can feel the frustration there if it would have been me. But this is Jesus. "Have I been with you so long that you don't know me?" You know what he's saying? I've taught you. I've shown you through the lives of others miracles that have been done. Haven't you seen the Father in all of this? In me? Me and the Father in me? We are one, the Father and I, together. And Philip should have known this, don't you think? Well, show us the Father and it'll be sufficient. What more do we need to see? I mean, even in our own life, you know, I challenged you with that question. How many of us have a hard time with our faith and in struggles that we have in life? During the struggles we have in life, sometimes our faith grows weak. We try to find other solutions and other answers rather than Jesus, who is always the solution and always the answer. And here's Philip. He's acting just like one of us regular folk, which is okay, because Jesus didn't push him away then, and he's not going to push us away now. Jesus knows that we're sheep. And you know why he calls us sheep? Because sheep are not very smart. Y'all know that, right? In fact, sheep are so bad, if they were all off on a run and they're following the leader and the first one run off the cliff, the rest of them would follow because they hear the first one. This is what they hear. It ain't so bad. And off the cliff they all go. Because we are not the brightest in the world at times. I'm speaking to me, y'all. I know it's only me, right? Have I been with you so long? I want you to hear these words because there's some things that I want to remind you. When we read the Scripture, we see Christ and His interaction. We see people and their reactions. And I'm reminded of John the Baptist, because he stood among the people and he was preaching a new type of preaching. It was a word of repentance, a call to repentance. And people started coming. Their curiosity was bringing them in. There was something happening they wanted to know. Is God fixing to move? Is God fixing to show us something wonderful? And so they were coming to him, but he pointed away. He said, there is one who is among you, and you don't know him. There is one who stands among you whom you do not know. And in our world and in our lives today, is there one standing among us that we don't know fully? We don't understand to the level that we should, that we don't trust, that we don't let calm and soothe our hearts and our emotions in those times when that's when we need him most. And John the Baptist pointed out clearly that there is one among us whom we do not know. And I'm just telling you now, it's Jesus Christ. We find that out, don't we? Scripture reveals that it's Jesus Christ. But even today, is there one among us here today who does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Then listen to his call. See the things that he has done and hear the things that he has done. When he was walking among the people, you remember Philip said, show us the Father. Jesus said, have I been with you so long? And then he says, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, believe the works. Then look back to the works. When Jesus was among the people, even among the Samaritans, there was a woman at the well. And Jesus talked with her and told her about her life. And she believed because of the things that he said and went back into the city and told all the people, come and see this man who has sold me all of my life. You know what words Jesus had for her? If you would have asked of him, he would have given you water that never runs dry. And see, this is where we've got to get to with Jesus. We've got to believe that he is the water that never runs dry. He is the life that never ends and is always at peace. Not in this world, but in his kingdom. And we're still transitioning. So we forget so often that Jesus is who he is. And we stand there and have to hear these words, have I been with you so long that you don't know me? John said, there is one among us. The woman at the well, she told all of the neighbors, come and see this man. And you know, eventually among the people and even among the friends of Jesus, his neighbors, many would come to believe. Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, call to me and I'll come out there. And Jesus said, come on. And Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. Amen. Until he started to sink. Oh no. And that's where we get in life, isn't it? I trust you, Jesus. And we begin in this moment of confusion and everything's in an uproar around us. And we're standing strong in a moment. And then we go, oh no. And we begin to sink. But Peter believed. And when you get into a moment of struggle, that's not the time to say, oh no. You know, before you go out into the waves like that, maybe Peter should have said, Lord, will you just calm the waves? What I'm saying is sometimes instead of just running into trouble, maybe we ought to ask Lord to make us another door so we can go a different path. He might say no because he wants you to step onto the waves and share your faith. But either way, follow Christ. But in all the things that Jesus was doing, people were believing. Peter believed enough to stand out in the waves. The man who was born blind, he believed enough that he stood before the Pharisees and said, I don't know what you think about all this, but I was blind and now I see. Amen. You can't take this from me. I was blind. But now I see. And how about, oh Lazarus, come forth. Can you imagine sitting around the table with Lazarus at night? What was it like? I can't tell you. You're going to have to wait and see it for yourself. But I can tell you this. I know the one that called me back. And his name is Jesus. Have you read so much of the Scripture that you don't know who he is? Have you heard so much of the praise in the lives of people that are among you that you don't know who he is? And that trouble keeps you at bay. You know, even though we find in the Scripture the one who is among us revealed and people believing and friends and neighbors coming and clamoring after him and following him everywhere they could get to him. They were there and they were bringing families and they were bringing friends and the leprous were cleansed and the lame were leaping and the deaf and the mute could speak and they could hear and the blind could see and the hungry were fed. Even though they saw and embraced all of that, there were still those among them, friends and neighbors, who would be swayed to a different line of thinking. A different line of thinking. Those crowds that were fed on the hillsides and those crowds that stood by and watched all of the miraculous things that happened, they could see and they could believe and they could tell and they could stand in the walls of Jerusalem and cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna, as Jesus was making his entry into Jerusalem. And they were praising him and the Pharisees said, shut him up. And he said, I can't shut these people up. If they were to become silent, even the rocks would begin to sing my praise. My friends, you never want to let a rock have your praise. We are sheep, though, aren't we? God has given us a testimony, and we need to be in the world, and we need to share that with the world. And even if the world looks at us like we or a two-headed monster with 16 eyes. It doesn't matter. I know in whom I have believed, and it's Jesus Christ. And I know in whom He has revealed himself to, and it is me, and I have my faith in Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, he's calling you to believe. These words that he speaks to Philip, have I been with you so long that you don't know me? I'm telling you and repeating to you, has he been among us so long that you still don't know him? And that troubles will sway you to walk the other way, away from him. Because it happens. The people who cried out, Hosanna, would become the people that would cry out, crucify him. Give us Barabbas. And what's really amazing is what happens before that moment in the courtyard. Jesus had one who believed enough to get out and walk on the water, even if it was but a moment. He was willing to trust in Christ and then learn he couldn't trust in only himself. He had to always trust in Christ because it was Christ that had to pluck him back out. With all of those who were close and singing his praising and doing the mighty works they were doing, walking on the water themselves, to meeting him in a garden and betraying him with a kiss. You see that? Jesus walked up. Judas walked up to Jesus and gave him a kiss on the cheek and said, this is the one whom you are seeking. Jesus is always the one that we should be seeking. But not for the purposes that Judas came with. We should be seeking Christ for his goodness and for his comfort and for his strength and for his wisdom so that we could know the truth and have the truth set us free. And this is the truth. He is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And it all starts with that voice in the wilderness. There is one among you whom you do not know. And what a lifetime it became when he began to reveal himself and people began to draw close and then they began to fall away. Even the closest among him, the first with a kiss, and the second one who said, I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. Why are you bothering me? And the rooster crowed. Do you know when you had those moments in your life where you tell the world, I don't know him, and the rooster crows? You have already stained your testimony. Christ can forgive, and he forgave Peter. And we see that after the resurrection. But why should we ever get ourselves into a place where we say, this is the one, and move to the I don't know him phase? What happens to our thinking that gets us in that state of mind where we say, I don't know him, when he has never left us, nor forsaken us, nor abandoned us, and has loved us through us all? And you ask me how I know he has loved us through us all, because not only can I see these things, but I can see the cross where he looked down upon those who had persecuted and made such a mockery of him. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're sheep. We're sheep. And we can't stop ourselves from wanting to run over the cliff, can we? But there's one who can give us the understanding to stop if we would just hear His calling. He's been among us. His Spirit is alive in us. Those who know Him share that testimony. Those who have come to Him have testimony of wonderful things He has done in their lives, healing and helping and providing. I know in my own life, there were times when Jane and I, we were struggling. We wondered, how are we going to pay our bills this week? And all, the bills got paid. There was food on the table. Even in our lowest points financially, God always made sure we had food. He's always been there. And He always will be there. And those who know Him best see this moment as the greatest triumph in our life, not His. He laid down His life of His own accord. He said, "My Father has given me this power. Nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own and I take it up again." And in the resurrection, they came looking for Him, and the angel said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And that is a moment for us to shout with joy and with praise, because He is who He is. He is the great I Am. Before Abraham was, I am, He said to the Pharisees and to the crowds who would not listen because they didn't know Him and they rejected Him. And He still stands before us, His Spirit calling through us and to us where we can hear it in our own hearts. Come and let us reason this one with another. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul, for my yoke is not heavy, and it will not give you a burden that He's not willing to help you carry, because He's still willing to forgive. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. I don't want to believe in Jesus just because of the works. I want to believe because my spirit has heard His. My soul has heard His call to come and to walk with Him and to find peace in Him. He speaks to us, "Do not be afraid. It is I. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas fell and said, "My Lord and my God," because he saw. And how many among us still see things and can't say, "My Lord and my God," even to this day? Why? What more do you need? Has He been with you so long that you still don't know Him? And that's really the question today. Can you believe? Can you believe? See with your eyes, hear with your ears, and receive with your heart the testimony of Jesus Christ and His Spirit, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. There is one among us. I wonder, do you know him? Have you found peace in him? Have you found hope in him? Can you sing his praises? Can you tell the world you have a Savior and his name is Jesus? If you haven't found that strength or that peace, then right now you can begin that journey, because he's given us all this time, right now, to come and to find that peace and that hope, that joy and that testimony. And I am asking you, will you come while there's time? Jesus is calling. Jesus is pleading for those who are lost to come and find that peace in him. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings in it. Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you for those that are yet to be saved. And thank you that we have this time to share the good news of who you are and what you have done to bring us into peace with you and the Father. I pray, Father, that ears have heard. I pray that their eyes have seen and their hearts have received. And I pray, Father, for your love and mercy upon them, upon all of us, and upon those that we will still yet to see and to share the good news of your testimony, of your kingdom about. Father, help us, we pray, to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Will you come while there is still time?